daf is Nedarim, daf Yutes. We are on the second to last daf in the second parak. In Meseches Nedarim, we are on the, at the Gemara on Yud Chesem Abeis. So we just spoke about the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Upirusham Lahakel. Somebody makes a neder and it is not clear what they meant. So then we have to be machmir. If they explain themselves right afterwards and say, I did not have intention to make a neder, then Pirusham Lahakel. Then we say, fine, the neder is not chal. But if for some reason they do not explain themselves, either they say that I forgot what I meant, or I had in mind whatever my lashon is mashma, somebody would do that. So then we are machmir, stam nedarim lahachmir. And all the examples given in the Mishnah were, we're not sure if he meant a davar hanadur or a davar haasur. We're not sure if he meant a davar hanadur or a davar hamutur. Right, so one of the examples given, if Chayim shall come on him, right, we don't know what he meant. And then Rabbi Yehuda says maybe it depends based on context. Depends on context because sometimes different places use different phrases more naturally. And therefore, if one phrase is used in Galil and one is used in Yehuda, so we take that into account. We haven't had yet in this Masechta, but there is a major principle in Nedarim of Nedarim going after Lashon B'nei Adam, which this Mishnah implies it from based on the place, but we'll have to get to that in the coming weeks. Says the Gemara, we just have a Mishnah here in Nedarim that says Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, but what about we have a Mishnah in Meseches Taharos? The only Masechta that we have, Lamaisa, today, that has the same name as a Seder. In the days of the Gemara, there might have been another one, Meseches Nezikin. The Babbas were one big Masechta called Meseches Nezikin in Seder Nezikin. So then there were two. Now there's only one, Masechta and Seder Taros. So V'hatnan, the Mishnah says in Taros, Safek Nezirus Lahakel. The Mishnah there has four Mishnayas or so that talk about Safek blank is blank. Suffolk, all the different items. So we're going to have two or three of them here. So the Mishnah there says, if you have a Suffolk Nazirus, so then the Nazirus is Chal. What's a Suffolk Nazirus? So there are different suggestions given by the Rishonim here. The Rush quotes the case that we're going to have later on in the Gemara. Somebody says, I hereby accept to be a Nazir if there is in my silo 100 kur of wheat. Or I'm a Nazir if this is true, that, and then you never find out. And it's impossible to find out if that is true or not. I go to the silo and it was burned down or something was stolen. So that is a Suffolk Nazir. So the Mishnah says Suffolk Naziris Lahakel. So isn't Naziris an example of a Neder? So how could the Mishnah in Meseches Nedarim say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir while the Mishnah in Taurus says Suffolk Naziris Lahakel? So that's the Stira. So Gemara is going to have a couple of answers. Number one, Amar Rebbe Zeira. Lokasha Ha Rebbe Eliezer Harabanan. It's a machlokas tanoim. If somebody is nichnas to a case of safek, do we assume lachumro or lakula? So that is a machlokas tanoim. That's the first suggestion. Detanya, where do we see is a machlokas tanoim? Detanya, the Brisa says hamakdish chaya so ubehemto. If somebody is makdish their chaya, wild animals, ubehemto, domesticated animals, there are differences in halacha between chaya and behema, right? Kisi hadam is one difference. The isra of achilas chaylev is another difference. So there are differences. So if somebody's makdish, their chaya, ubehema, the question is, what if you have something that you're not sure what it is? Hikdish es hakoy. The Tanakhama says that if you're makdish chaya and chaya slash behema, I'm not going to say what that slash is right now. Hikdash is a koi. The koi is also included. The koi, which is a suffix chaya, suffix behema. Koi is like the case of tumtum androgynous within animals. You're not sure if it's a chaya or a behema, so that's included. If somebody is makdish a chaya, somebody is makdish a behema, so that is included. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, lo hikdash is a koi. No, that's not included. So the Gemara says, so maybe this is the Gufa Ar Machlokas. Manda Amar Mamono Ma'ayil Sveika. According to the Tanakhama, who says, even by Dini Mamonis, if you say something and you're not sure if a Koi is included, we'll include it by Dini Mamonis. So Gufa Nami Ma'ayil. So we'll say also the Guf also, meaning if somebody has a Suffolk Nazirus, Suffolk on them, Suffolk Neder, so then he would include it too. And therefore the Tanakh, our Mishnah, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, is the Shita of the Chachamim. Uman da Amar Mamono Lomaya Lesveka. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, even by Dine Mamonis, we're not nichnas l'safeg, so gufei kol shekei delomai l'safeg, because surely by nedarim and aziris, which affects the body, one wouldn't be machnis atzmo l'safeg. So that's the first suggestion. The Gemara is assuming that there's a kol shekein here. If somebody's not machnis their money, surely their body. We do know the Gemara, the Chazal, that comment on Shema. There are some people out there that more special and more beloved to them is their money and more is their body. So we say, is their money? Is that really possible? So we say, people who would give anything, you know, for to make a buck, but, you know, for their body, maybe not. So, but this is the Gemara here is assuming, you know, the most people that take their body more seriously than their money, and therefore, if they're not machnas their money l'safek, so surely they wouldn't be machnas their guf l'safek either. There is a machlokes rishonim. What is the case here in the brisa? The brisa that says hikdash chayaso ubehemto. If you look in Tosfos has two opinions here. Tosfos first quotes the opinion: is it either or is it and? That's the machlokas. What does it mean if you're makdish kai ubehema? So first Tosfos quotes the Riva demayri demakdish chayaso ubehemto. You are makdish either or ubaha pligi, and that's the machlokas. The Tanakama sover mikol makom kiddush misafek. Even if it's either or. Still, the koi is a mikudash, misafik, because it could be one or the other. And Eliezer says, no, that's not true. But according to that daya, if the man was makdish both, then everybody would agree that the koi is mikudash. Mimanavshach, because it's a koi, or it's a chaya, or a behema. So that is daya number one. But then the Tosfos says, if you look at the end of Bikurim, just like there's an opinion out there that androgynous is a birya b'frei atzma, it could be that a koi is a mixture. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Maybe it's a birya b'frei atzma. It's that elements of both. And therefore, even the Ri says, I think the case is even if he's makdish chayaso and behemto, there would still be a machlokas in that case. Still, there would be an opinion that says a koi is not included because it's not a chaya and it's not a behema. It's something else. And therefore, you didn't say you're makdish all of your animals, right? All of your, how do you even translate? Not behema, not chaya. All of your living beings that are not people, right? You didn't say that, right? You said behemas or chayas, and koi wouldn't be included because koi might be a unique combination. And we've touched on in the past, there are a number of areas in halacha where we have the concept of if you have a little of two different things, it doesn't mean you're a combination of one or the other, but you're a third bria. You're a different institution. You might have that by koi. You might have that by androgynous. You might have that the ritve mesechas yuma bein hashmashos, right? Safik yom, safik laila. That might not be yom or laila. It might be something that has elements of both, a creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of twilight, and that is something unique. And it's not one or the other. Three examples that we have in halacha of a case of suffix. So, getting back to our discussions, the Gemara's Reb Zera, the first suggestion of the Gemara, is that to answer up the stira between the Mishnah and Nedarim, the Mishnah and Taras, the answer is that it is a machlokes tanoi. So says the Gemara, Amar le Abaya, is this really true? B'mai ukimta l'suffix neziris l'hakel. So who did we say is the author of the Mishnah and Taras? That he could be Mekel. Karebi Eliezer. We says that like Rabbi Eliezer, so just like the koi is not makudash, so too you're not a nazir misafek. But Amos Seifa, look at the continuation of that Mishnah in Maseches Taros. The Mishnah there has a case where we go l'chumra. We go l'chumra. We're trying to say that, oh, that's Rabbi Eliezer who always is mako b'safek. But there's a continuation of that Mishnah where he also goes l'chumra. Amos Seifa, safek b'choros, somebody has a safek b'char. You're not sure whether this is a Bechor or not. Echad Bechorei Adam, Ve'echad Bechorei Behema, Ben Temea, Ben Tahora. Right? You're not sure. We need Yoradeya Shin Chafalaf. We're not sure. By all three cases, we know there are three mitzvos that have to do with firstborns. There's one event. Right? The event is Makas Bechoros. But there are three mitzvos that we have as an outgrowth. We have Pidyon HaBen by humans. We have Bechor Behema Tahora by certain types of kosher animals, by sheep. and others, and goats, and we have Bechar Behemoth Tameya. Bechar Behemoth Tameya only applies by one animal, by donkeys. Doesn't apply by any other, and there is no Kedusha there. What's the mitzvah? Pidyona Ben, we know the mitzvah is to give Chamei Shloim to the Kohen, and in that way, my son is Nifta. By Bechar Behemoth Tahora, it's automatically a carbon. We already discussed that. We'll touch on that again, Rav Hashem. Touch it at the end of the first parak. And then we have Bechar Behemoth Tameya. There is a status to my firstborn donkey, and it's not, it doesn't have kedusha, it's not kosher, can't have kedusha, it has a status. What do I have to do? That's a halacha that applies bizman hazeh, right? Bechar Behemoth Tahora, we try not to apply bizman hazeh, we try not to have automatically because we don't want to have a carbon walking around. But there's no reason if a Jew owns donkeys to try to prevent the donkey from being born like we do by a Bechar Behemoth Tahora. The donkey's born, fine, I'm not supposed to, right, I have a mitzvah to do. What do? I switch it with the sheep, and I give the sheep to the Kohen, and I get to keep the donkey. And if not, va'arafto. So that is the mitzvah that is halacha l'maisa, bizman hazeh, if a Jew has a firstborn donkey. So what if you have a suffolk? You have a suffolk. Two animals came out at the same time, you're not sure which one is a bechor. You're not sure if the mother had a firstborn yet or not. You're not sure there was a pidyon ben. You're not sure if the mother had a miscarriage beforehand. You're not sure if that there was a tzuras ha vlad by the first one or not. All these cases of suffolk. So what's the halacha in all the cases of suffolk bechor? Hamotzi mechavero alav araya. What's the mechavero alav araya? The Kohen wants my five slime. He's got to prove that my son's a bechor, right? Hamotzi mechavero alav araya. So that's the one. There's no downside. So what's the Bechor? The Bechor is allowed to do everything. He can get Aliyah, he can be a full Jew, so there's no downside. But by the carbon, there's something else you have to worry about. Because suffic carbon, so you don't have to give it to the Kohen, but it might be a carbon. So, we know, V'tani Allah, V'asura, Begiza, Bavoda. You're still not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to work it, because maybe it's a carbon. Question mark. So what do you see from there? That the Mishnah also takes into account Chumrah. We're trying to say that the Mishnayis in Taurus there is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that a person is not machnis themselves to a suffolk. But here you have a case of suffolk, and you see that we are machmir. We'll get to an answer soon that might seem obvious, but that's the question of the Gemara. The Ranier asks, why is the Gemara only asking this question on Rabbi Zeira? Oh, once we answer the machlokas between the Mishnayis as the machlokas Tanoim, we have a kasha. Without Rabbi Zeira, just those Mishnayos and Taharos, isn't it a stira minei ubei? Within those Mishnayos and Taharos, why are some halachas l'kula and some halachas l'chumra? Even without saying that it is Rabbi Eliezer, right? Why does the Gemara seem to link it? Oh, once Rabbi Zeira makes this suggestion, so then we have the kasha, like Abaye's lashon, b'mayu kimta. Right, even without Rabbi Zeira. So the Ran has two answers. The Ran says because. Well, the Gemara doesn't say, but you might have said it's a machlokas tanan. You might have said the beginning of the end of the Mishnah is a machlokas, like the Gemara sometimes says. Right? That could have been one answer. But once we're saying that the whole Mishnah, we're trying to say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, that's why you have a kasha. Number one. Number two, another chiluk that you might have said, says the Ran on the first couple of lines, is you might have been machalik between mamonis and isurim. You might have been machalik between. By mamonis, you could just say amos mechaber alav araya. By the iser element, then you have to be machmir. So then we might have been machalik, but Reb Zeira wasn't machalik like that. By the cases of hikdash esakoy and right, he didn't say that. So that's how we might have been machalik within just the Mishnah Taurus. See the Ron in the first couple of skinny lines. Bishlama im lo mukmina lakar abalazar lo kasha racial asefa. I wouldn't have been had the problem to ratio the stopping the zeros lahakel mishun de gufo lo ma'al nafshi lasveka. That's his goof. No, I'm sorry, not Mominus and Isser, but a different color. Guf versus Vesefa, the Savi Bacharas, Kiva de Mamonahu, Amrina de Mo Inish Mamona Misveka. But you might have been Machalib between Mamon and Guf. But you, Rabbi Zeira, said there's no difference between Mamon and Guf. In both cases, the rules of Suffolk are the same within each Cheetah, so that's why I have Akasha. That's the Ron's answer. The Rush, though, has a different answer. The Rush, the Tosafot Rush, has a different answer. Why the question is only on once we said it's Rabbi Eliezer, but if you just had this Mishnah, you wouldn't have said. You would have been Mechalik, possibly, between, we might have said, Shiny Hektish. Shiny Hektish. Bechor, you can't ask any kashas from Hektish. Shiny Hektish, being Makdish something, is somewhat easier. And therefore, b'makom safek, we might have been l'chumra there. Why? We know the principle is, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, amiraso l'gavoa kemisiraso l'hedyo. It's very easy to be makter something by other transactions. I want to give you something I need in my sekinyan. Meshicha, hagba, chazako, all the different types of ketz, or star, chazak, all the different types of ma'isa kinyanim. When it comes to being makdish something, the Mishnah says, amiraso, just saying it, being makdish by animal, boom. So that is now kadosh. How exactly does that work? Right, the achronim discuss, is that in lieu of a ma'isa kinyan, right, or you don't need a ma'isa kinyan? Right, that's a discussion. Big nafkaminas. Are there major differences between amiraso l'gavoa to kimisiraso l'hedyo? There's a beautiful Yerushalmi at the beginning of Kiddushin, which says, what is the svara for amiraso l'gavoa? Why is hektish different? Where does this come from? So he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, L'Hashem ha'aretz u'melo'a. Everything really belongs to Hashem. Meaning naturally, the natural state of the world is God. Right, and that's Beis HaMikdash, everything. So he gives us certain items to say, okay, I'll be mochel. And that's why before we make a bracha, the Gemara says in brachas, it belongs to Hashem until you make a bracha. But all assets really belong to him. He makes it like it doesn't. But that is why if you try to be makdish something, it's very easy because it's basically slipping back into the natural state of existence, of belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rishalmi in Kiddushin based on Lashem Haaretz, L'Hashem Haaretz Umelo'a. Okay, so that is why the Gemara only asks this on Rabbi Zeira and doesn't ask it within. But that is the suggestion the Gemara gives. One final Ha'ara before we get to the answer, and that is, whenever we mention the Inyani Bechar, we like to mention the Taz. The Taz, quoting the Prisha, the Taz in Yerodea, in Simon Shinchaf Aleph, discusses, we know, as we just mentioned, that there are three mitzvos that apply to firstborns. Why is it, ask the Taz, that only two out of three of them get a bracha? Right, the third one doesn't get a bracha. Why is it, says the Taz, that Pidyon HaBen gets a bracha? It's a bracha that many people don't get to say. It's a very rare mitzvah. That's why the minhag in Chutz La'aretz is only to say a Shechiyanu by a Pidyon HaBen and not a Bris Milah. In Eretz Yisrael, we make a Shechiyanu even by a Bris Milah. But that's why it's so rare. Tosfos says it's so rare that it gets a Shechiyanu. So, but besides that, there's a bracha, a mitzvah. Right, the Pidyon HaBen bracha. And there's a bracha by Petar Chamor. If somebody ever takes part in the Petach Hamor ceremony, I'll pidyon on Petach Hamor. There's a bracha there too. But there's no bracha on Bechor Behemet Tahora. Why not? So, two out of three, right? So why is there not? So the Taz quotes this discussion in Shinchaf Aleph Sif Zayin, after the Shulchan Aruch quotes that by Petach Hamor, the bracha quoted here is Miyad Kishe Mafrisho, right when I'm Mafrish the Seh, Mivarech Asher Kedushanu Mevzadu V'Sivanu Al Pidyon Petach Chamor. That's the bracha. Halacha L'maisa. Somebody has a donkey. Ask the Prisha, the Taz quotes the Prisha, Amai Lo Mevarchinon Gamkin Anasinas Bechor Beima Tahor L'Kawain Kemo B'Pidyon Petach Chamor B'Pidyon Bechor Adam. Why? And so he, the Prisha, gives one answer, which the Taz doesn't like. V'tirates, De'ein Mevarech Ela Kishenishar B'yadu Imasha Hayakadosh V'nosin Midi Achrina Tachtav. Got to figure out what the Prisha means. The Prisha says you only make a bracha if you have something left after you do the mitzvah. So if I have my son after I gave you the five slime, I have the donkey after I give you the sheep. But by the carbon, I just give you the carbon. So if I don't have anything left in my hands, so then that's why I don't make a bracha. Ask the Taz, why is that? And where does that come from? Veze maspikli, to become makom, lamo yavarech ala mitzvah, tamali bakash lo nishar biyado. What does it matter that I don't have anything left in my hand? Kiva to become makom mikayim mitzvah Hashem baruch hu. What's the difference? So the Taz gives the yesodistic answer, and that is v'nira li. You only make a bracha where we are doing something, where we are accomplishing something. By Pidyon HaBen, I am doing something. I am giving the five slime to the Kohen. By Petach Hamor, I'm doing something. I'm switching the status. By Bechor Be'emet Ta'ora, what am I doing? It's automatic. It was never mine. It's automatically Shel Kohen, even if I don't want it to be the Kohen. Yes, we said, and we'll get back to this in a minute. We said earlier in this Masechta, Daf Yud Gimel or so, right, Mitzvah Lahakdisho, Afa pisha kavdosh meirecha mitzvah lahakdisho. And we discussed then, that's a machlokes tanoim, whether a bechor is a davar hanader and a davar haasur. Great machlokes, like we had yesterday, machlokes by Meiser Behema. Is it a davar hanader, is it a davar haasur? That's not just an indarim discussion. That's a definitional discussion for that institution. So that's what the Taz says here. Fundamentally, you're not doing anything. Masheichin bebechor demei olam lohaya liyisrael zechuspo. Demi shenolad hu begatzad rachmana. It always, from the inception of its existence, it belongs to God. It's as if you didn't have this bechor. You might say, what about Kiddush? What about Kiddush? Kiddush is also automatically, we make a bracha. That might not be a bracha mitzvah. That might be a bracha shevach. Right? Doesn't sound like we're not creating something, or maybe we are. Right? We mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik compared Kedushas Bechor to Kedushas Shabbos. It is automatic, but there is an idea of adding my own personal hakdasha to the Shabbos. But that is a crucial taz in Yeridaya, Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Zayin. Anyway, we're back to the question. So the Gemara asked, how could we suggest that the answer to the stira between the Mishnah Nedarim and the Mishnah Taris is a machlokes tanaim? But even within the Mishnah Taris, we see there's a difference. By Naziris we are makel, and by Bechor we are machmir. So the Gemara answers, seemingly an obvious answer. Amar le. So the answer given, Abai asked the kasher, Zera answers, Amar le. Amai kamidamis, kedusha haba me'eleha, l'kedusha haba b'dei adam. How could you compare Naziris to Bechor? By Naziris, we could say Lakula, because we don't know what your intentions were. So we could say Lakula. By Safik Bechor, Safik that Hashem makes Kadosh. Right? And Kedusha Me'elah, of course, we might have to be Machmer there. Different rules. Asks the acronym. What's the Havamin? Isn't that an obvious answer? Comparing Naziris to Bechor? Right, what's the Havamin to compare? So if you look, the Biur Hadaf here quotes the Tel Torah based on the Ritva. The Ritva quotes an amazing Chiddush. The Ritva holds. I don't know if we pass in this way. I have to check on the Shulchan Aruch. The Ritva quotes that there is no halacha of Bechor by a Behemas Hektish. By a Behemas Hefker. The Ritva says, Kivan de Bechor mitzvah l'akdisho, af she'im lo hektish hu kadosh, even if he wasn't makdashit, that's only because of the other Rebbe Zera, kol aroy labila ein bila ma'akeves. If it's in your Rishus and you could be makdashit, so then you don't have to be makdashit, it's automatically kadosh. But Behemas Hefker, ein mi she'yakdishu. Behemas Hefker, there's nobody to be makdashit. What does that show? That shows that even though a person doesn't have to be makdish in order for it to be kadosh, there is a human element that is required. Bailam do something. They exist. Right? We have a similar discussion by a behemoth hefker that's mazik, right, in terms of becoming a shortam. The first parak in Baba Kama discusses this, by a behemoth hefker. So the Havamina is possibly that man, it's not totally me'eleha, because behemoth hefker wouldn't have such a halacha. So that's the Havamina. It's similar. It's similar enough to a Naziris where there is human input. Kamash Malan Lamaisa, even if the Ritva says that, Roy Lavila, still we wouldn't compare it totally. And even though we say mitzvah lahakdisho, it's still called something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does and wouldn't be able to be compared in this case. Good. Just one final point, and that is the Chashuke Chemed here discusses in terms of Kedusha bidei Adam and Kedusha that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Leslan, a Lamaisa case that comes up, but it's a very serious question. There is a question that was asked to him. There was a school for special children that they were special, that they really were mostly Lav B'nei Das. And the Shaila is, what do you do in the morning? It was a Jewish school. Your first thing you do in the morning is to daven with the kids. The problem is, many times, giving them sidurim, they would just take them and throw them on the floor. And they would rip them. And they would treat them bibizayan. The question is, knowing that they do this, are you allowed to give them sidurim? Right? Is it a davar kadosh? So, you want to give them a sidur. You want to be mechanich them. You want to show, try to, right there, right, as he calls them, Yeladim Yuchadim, Shalomdim Sham Talmidim Im Nishamot Givohot, Achim Gufim Shurim. They are very, very high neshamis, even though the bodies are somewhat broken. Balei pigur beinoni v'kasha, and baboka they daven. So that was the shaila. Are we allowed to give them sedurim? So he says, amnam, yiladim ketanim, to the very young children, who you probably, even if they would be healthy, typical children, you might not give them sedurim. Then for sure you can't give them sedurim. You should not give them sedurim. But what about the older ones? What about the older ones? So he says, Yiladim Yuchadim Elu, Shem Yo Lo Yitnu Lohem Siddur Biyad, Sheishchash Yizrikul Asam Ala Ritzvah. If you don't give them a Siddur because you're worried they're going to throw them on the floor, La Olam Lo Yuchlu La Seis Lohem Siddur, they're never going to hold a Siddur in their life. Yishlim So Eis Sad Lo Hakel Bakach. Yeah, I have to come up with a Sad Lo Hakel. Not to give a child a Siddur his whole life, you can't fathom. A Jewish child not having a Siddur his whole life, says Rav Zilberstein, and therefore I have to figure something out. So he says, if you know for sure, it's a real serious issue. But he says, maybe have the Siddur printed by a non-Jew. Have it printed by a non-Jew. Shebevade lo yechavin l'shma. Ubizmanenu shehutfas hamufal ha'idei chashmal, yochatz hanachri ala mechona. Let him press the button. Va'oz ha'kol nechshev l'maisav, v'gam yadfisu kama'os yoshvuros, maybe a couple of letters, not clear. Va'oz lo yi'al ha'siddur kedusha kolkach. Af im yizruku oso ala ritzpa, eno chomer kolkach. It won't be as chomer, and it won't be, right, hakdasha bidei adam. We won't be makdashit, right, just like we know if there's a Sefer Torah written by a mumar, it doesn't have dusha. Right, if you have so sinner, he says, that's my etza in this case. These are the big gun shilas, right, though you got to figure out exactly what to do in this serious case. Okay, let's continue. So, the Gemara we answered for that within that Mishnayos in Taharos. Says the Gemara continuing, Ela Ikasha Akasha. Okay, I have a different question within the Shita of Safek. Right? Safek, right, within Rabbi Eliezer, I'm still not clear on Rabbi Eliezer's Shita because of the following. This is now the Tosefta in Taharos, not the Mishnayos. Safek Mashkin Li Tameh Tameh. If I have a Safek whether a certain liquid is Tameh, it's Tameh. Pashas because liquids can become tameh on a daraisa level, and suffik daraisa lechumra. That's why if you're suffik, if a liquid became tameh, so then it's tameh. L'tameh achirim, but if you have a suffik, whether a certain liquid touched something else, so that we assume is only a durabanan for liquids, right? Because what kind of liquid is, you have some liquids that are avos atumas. You have mashkin of a zav, those are avos. But about other liquids? Right, so to be matami others, so the pashas that's a drabbanan context. So latami achirim tor divrei Rebbe Meir v'chein haya Rebbe Elazar omer kidvarav, and so too Rebbe Elazar says like Rebbe Meir that to become matami themselves suffik lachumra and to matami others suffik lakula. Says the Gemara umi. Let's finish the whole question and then we'll comment. Umi svira leil Rebbe Elazar litame tame. Does Rebbe Eliezer really hold that litame tame, meaning for a liquid to become tame itself, it's a chashash d'oraisa, and that's why we're machmir about it itself? But v'hatanya, but didn't we learn Rebbe Elazar omer ain tumas lamashkin kalikir? There is no tuma d'oraisa for liquids. Period. Besides the mashkin of a zav, right, which are mefurish, right? There is no tuma teda. I'll prove it to you. How do I know that there is no tuma d'oraisa by these liquids? Shaharei, because the Mishnah says an idios. How do you know it's an idios? Because of the first word, heyed. Heyed, Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer, Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer istreda. Al kam sadachan. He testified about a certain type of grasshopper that it is kosher and tahar. V'al mashke, beis mitzvachaya dachan. And he testified that the mixture of blood and water that is in the beis hamikdash, there's a lot of there, they're mixing around, they're cleaning the beis hamikdash, dachan is also tar, and it's not makshir l'kabel tumah possibly also. So, you could only have, says the Gemara, this din, they were makel and said, you know what, in the beis hamikdash, you know, it's too crazy to have tumah, so we're going to say this is tar. You can only say that if the whole din is a din d'rabbanan. Then you could say that the Rabbanan said in the Mashkin, Beis HaMikdash, so we can be Mekel. If it's a Tumah D'oraisa, they can't be Mechalik and limit it like that. So that's why he says, Ein Tumah L'Mashkin, Kol Iker, Rebbe Elazar Shita. The Gemara says, wait a minute, Tani Chalish Shmuel. If you're like Shmuel, then it helps out. Da'amar Dachan Milatame Acherim. If you say that even in the Beis HaMikdash, they only said that the liquid is not able to be Metame others, Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshbahen, but they themselves can become Tame Shapir, then it fits in. Rebbe Elazar Shita, because when you're talking about the liquid itself, it is a Savidaraisa, and then when you're talking about Metame others, it's a Durabanan, and that's where the Rabbanan matired by the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. Elo l'Rav d'Omar d'Ochan Ma'amish v'Ikel l'Meimar. But according to Rav, who says even about the liquids themselves, Rebbe Elazar says they're not Tamei at all, so then we have a problem, because then how could the Rabbanan be Mako by the Mashkin of the Beis HaMikdash if it's a Daraisa? So we have a problem, so the Gemara says Ella. So Ella always needs a totally new answer. We're going to have an answer that now we're going really back to the original question. This is now answer number two. So the original question, the stira between the Mishnah in Nedarim and the Mishnah in Taras. The Mishnah in Nedarim, again, our Mishnah said, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. The Mishnah in Taras said, Safig Nazirus Lahakel. So we're going back to that question we're going to answer. Just one ha'ara I saw yesterday in the Safis Paneach, that this is not as commonly said when we've spoken about this sugi in the past. The Safis Paneach has an amazing chiddush. We know there's a major discussion of Safig Daraisa Lachumra, Machlokas Rishonim, known as the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam and a couple of other Rishonim say that really on a Daraisa level, all Sveikos are Lakula. All Sveikos are Lakula. Savik Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Dindarabanan. That is the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Tumas Meis, with some exceptions to the rule. By Yisure Kares, he has to say to Daraisa, after all, why would you chayv Hashem Tali? Hashem Tali is only makam Safik. So he says the Farish. He says, if you're chayv by Yisure Kares, so Savik Daraisa Luchumra is a Din Daraisa. But if it's not Yisure Kares, by Savik Tumra Bereshus Hayachid, Sveiko Tame, that's a Din Daraisa, the Rambam has to agree to. But by other contexts, it is a Durabanan. And the Rashba says that no, it is a Daraisa always. Savik Daraisa Luchumra is a Din Daraisa. The Tzafnes Paneach has a Lashon where he says that even if you're machmir by a Safik Daraisa, it doesn't mean that it is the Isser itself. Just like we have what's called an Isser Klali by other areas, by other halachas, for example, Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, if Tev different Averis, some Rishonim already allude to it, but Achronim flesh it out, that's what we call an Isser Klali. Lifnei Iver, of Tev different Averis, is Lifnei Iver. I have a Lifnei Iver scorecard in Shamayim. There's not a Lifnei Iver section on every one of the Isurim upstairs. Or you have it by Chatzi Shir. Same discussion. Chatzi Shir of Nevela, Chatzi Shir of Trefa, Chatzi Shir of Chazir. It's all Chatzi Shir, or it's a little bit of Ishavera. So you might say, it's all Chatzi Shir. Says the Tzofras Paneach, and Ilchos Matan Nesaniyim. It's the same thing by Safik Isser. Safik Isser is one category of Isurim. She Isser Safik, Eino Chelek Meha Isser Atzmo, Ela Isser Nifrad, She Isser Klali Al Kol HaSveikus. L'mashal, Isser Safik Nevela, Eino Prat Midini Nevela, The Isser Safik Chameitz, Eino Prat Midini Chameitz, Ela Shneim Pratim Shal Isser Mechudash, Isser Sveikos. Right, that is a summary of the Safras Paneach. So we talk about Safik Isurim, put that on the list when we have Klali Prati discussions. Not only Lifnei Iver, not only Chatzi Shir, now we have Safik also, the Safras Paneach puts on. That's the biggest Chiddush one. Right, you might say, no, what do you mean? If you're being Machmer because you're worried that it is the Avera. But that is the Safras Paneach. Okay, so we're back to the question. Stira in the Mishnah. So Ella, the Gemara says, it's a different machlokas tanoim. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Shimon. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Titania, the following brisa. Harini nazir em yesh bekri hazem meyakur. Like we alluded to before. I'm a nazir if there are 100 kur in this silo, in this pile. V'halachu matzah shenigrav, o sha'ava. Then you go and you find out it was stolen or lost. So now I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I can't know how much was there when I took my neder? So, Rabbi Yehuda is matir, because Safek Naziris were Mako. He's the author of the Mishnah in Taurus. Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, so too there, it's a Safek, and we are Machmir in that case. Tosas does point out that our Mishnah and this Brisa aren't exactly the same. Here it's a Safek, I'm not sure, and therefore we have to be machmir. Stam nedarim, that's what you meant. So it's more vadai in our Mishnah than in this Brisa. So we're linking the Rabbi Shimon's. But Tosfos said they're not exactly the same. If you look on the second line, in minus the second wide line in Tosfos, he says, V'yesh lomar, d'mamasnison ika neder vadai, elashahu noder, b'lashon d'mashma iser v'heter. You definitely said a lashon of a neder, you're just not sure what he meant. Aval hacha ha-neder eino neder vadai, d'shema ein b'kri me'akur. Right, maybe it's there wasn't Hajj Kur in there. So how could the Gemara really compare it? So the Gemara just says, Tosfos explaining the Gemara, talking Kamar, Bishimin Oser Alma Afilu Begeder Safik Maspit Mi Safik Nezalachom Rakoshkin Mastisa. Right, it's saying, if he says this in his Brisa, surely in the Mishnah, not that the Brisa is exactly the same case as the Mishnah, but he surely would say it there too. Period. That's the machlokas. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. One second, I have a kasha now within Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Mi omer Rabbi Yehuda lo ma'ayel inish nafshilas fake. Is it really true? Rabbi Yehuda says mutter here, because if it's an issue of safek, person's da'as, so we're going to go lakula. V'ramini, but what about the end of our Mishnah? We had Rabbi Yehuda there too. Rabbi Yehuda omer stam truma bi Yehuda asura. If somebody compares it to Truma in Yehuda, it's Asura. Because in Truma, people refer to Truma Salishka as Truma. Ubegalil mutares. Why? Because in Galil, they always refer to Truma Sakri. She'in anche agalil makirin as Truma Salishka. The anche Galil don't refer to that. So taima to ein makirin. The reason is because they're not makir. They're not makir Truma Salishka. Ha makirin. But let's say they would be makir Asurin, then it would be Asur, even though we're not sure what they meant. But as long as they're makir, that concept, that context, so it would be good enough. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking, so what do you see? Even in the case of Safik, it could be that we'll be machmir. We're only mako because they've never heard of Truma's halishka being referred to as Truma. But if they would, and we're still not sure what they said, so it would be machmir. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. The Shita Mekubet says, quotes a girsa of Ella, Amar Rava. Says the Shita, why would I have an Ella? Because this is going back on the original question. Ella always means a new answer. According to that girsa, the Shita says, this is now a third suggestion. A third suggestion to how to answer the Stira in the Mishnah is as follows. Gabe Kri. There's a big difference, basically, between Nazirus and other contexts. Suffig Nazirus will be Mako, but by other sfeikas, we won't be. That's the answer. Why? Gabi kri kasavar kol she sfeiko chamur mi vadai lo ma'ayel nafshi l'sfeika. If the suffeik halacha is going to end up being worse for you than the vadai halacha, then we assume you don't want to be machnas yourself into a suffeik. So why is it worse here? De'ilu gabi nazir vadai megaleach umevi karban menachal. If you're a nazir vadai, then you could end your naziris. Right, you could get a haircut and bring the karbanos v'nechal. Al sveiko, if you're a safek nazir, then you can't bring your karbanos because it's chashash havas chulun lazara lo matzi megaleach. So you're stuck being a nazir forever, and that's why we say safek naziris is lahakel, because we'd rather the person we assume would for sure rather not be in a worse state than he would be if it was vaday. If it was vaday, I ask the Ran, but don't we paskin that even if you don't bring all of your carbon, what carbon of a nazir do you have to bring? You have to bring an ola, shlamim, and a chatas. But even if you only bring one of them, remember we said, even if you're megaleach al achad mishlashta, you're still okay? Yeah, but that's only a bit dieved. Right, chatas you can't give us an adava. Why do you make a tznai? Make a tznai. If I'm chayim naziris, this ola should be the ola naziris. And if not, it's an adava. You could do that by two out of three. You could do that by the ola and the shlamim. You can't do that by the chatas. So just forget the chatas. Says the Ran, because l'chadchila, you need all of the karbanos, so that's why a person would want to do it the l'chadchila way. If they can't, they're not ma'ayel inshi l'sveika. Period. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. So what does the Mishnah say? Safik naziris l'hakel. Safik is always worse than vadai, and therefore you're not nechnas. I could come up with a case that safik is not worse than vadai. And the Mishnah still says, safik l'hakel. Amalei refuna bar Yehuda l'rava. Amar Harini Nazir Olam Mai. We're about to be introduced to two different types of Naziris that we haven't had yet. Number one, Nazir Olam. Somebody promises to be a Nazir forever. Nazir Olam Mai. So by a Nazir, let's say it's included. What if there's a Safik Naziris Olam? What does the Mishnah say? Lahakel there too. But 1 minute, Safik's not worse, right? Nazir Olam is forever, and the Safik Nazir Olam is forever. So why there would we go lakula? So the Gemara said, no, it's not shu. It is. It is worse there too. Amar le nazir olam nami sveiko chamer mivadai. It's still more chamer. Why? De ilu vadai hichbit sa'aro meko batar. We'll have a nazir. Let's say if you're a nazir for the whole your entire life, if your hair gets too out of control, it's too heavy, it's giving you headaches, you're allowed to go through the process of cutting your hair, maybe shalosh behemos, and then bringing karbanos, and then starting again. Ve'ilu sveiko lo. But if you're a suffik, you can't, because again, you're not sure, it might be chulam bazara. So therefore, nazir olam is, the suffik is more chamor. So Gemara says, okay, how about this one? Amar hareini nazir shimshon mai. Nazir shimshon, another type of naziris we haven't had yet. What's nazir shimshon? If somebody accepts, it'd be like shimshon, meaning they're allowed to be tamei meis. They've only accepted the other two. Right, like Shimshon, but Shimshon's forever, and Shimshon is more chomer than another olam. A Shimshon can never cut his hair. And he never brings his karbanos. Right, it never ends. He could never bring karbanos. So, what about that case? A suffik nazir Shimshon is no worse than a vade nazir Shimshon. And yet the Mishnah says, suffik naziris lahakel, isn't that included? Amar lei nazir Shimshon lo tanya. Okay, that was not included. That was not included. Amar lev, Amar avada bar ava, Tanya nazir shimshon, ay. We have a brisa that might include it. So Amar lev, Tanya, Tanya. Okay, if you have it included, you have it included. What can I do? What can I do? I can't help that. Period. Answer number one. Let's just, I guess, finish the section, and then, you know, stop there for a minute before Ravashi. There is, relating to something that we spoke about a couple of days ago. We spoke about a Tosas of Maseches Nazir. Tosas, if you remember, asked, how could you have a Nazirus al Tanai? There are many cases of Nazir. I'm a Nazir if this, I'm a Nazir if that. Tosfos asked, if you remember, that anything you can't do through a Shliach, you can't do through a Tanai. And therefore, you can't be a Nazir through a Shliach, so how could you make a Tanai a Nazirus? Right, that's the sugi we had in Ksubis, Ayin Dalad, Chol Musa, the less of a Shliach is less of a Tanai. So he asked Tosfos, how could you make a Nazirus al Tanai? You can't be a shliach. So what did Tosfos answer? Well, you could set the karbanos of a nazir, you could do on behalf of somebody else. You could make a shliach on the karbanos. So that's good enough for considering naziris al yudei shliach. That's Tosfos. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, what about a naziris shimshon? There's no karbanos by a naziris shimshon. It's forever. So he says, you can't make a naziris shimshon al tanai. Because you can't make a Nazir Shimshon Bishliach. Because there's no Karbanos. Tosfos' answer doesn't work for that. So Lechora, it wouldn't be allowed to make it out tonight. If that's true.
What happens if you make a Nazir Shimshon and happen to stumble?
Right. If you
drink wine.
I'm saying if you do a Nazir Shimshon and you drink wine, I do not know. There's no karbanos. I don't think there's karbanos. That's only by tumah. It's only by tumah. Right. You have to start again. If they had a haircut and start again, only tumah. Mm-hmm. Only tumah. So if this is true, nazir shimshon might be different. So it's not so difficult what the Gemara says that the Mishnah is not including nazir shimshon. Especially if you say that nazir shimshon you can't do through a tanai and the halakha of tumah doesn't apply. So the fact that Gemara says that lo tanya is not especially in light of the Minchas Chinuch, you know, it's not so difficult to assume that it is not included in the Mishnah, because there are many different halachas. But this Minchas Chinuch adds on another halacha that is not in the Gemara. Okay, continuing. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi has another suggestion. Maybe this last question about the Kri, about I'm a Nazir, if there is 100 in the Kri, so says the Rav Ashi Amar Ahi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfanhi, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfan Omer, Ein Echon Mehem Nazir, Rabbi Tarfan Shita, which comes up in a lot of places. You see on the side, it comes up in 10 places in Shas. Rabbi Tarfan always holds, if you have two people sitting on a park bench, and they see somebody walking towards them, and they're not sure who it is, and one of them says, oh, you know what, it's so-and-so the Nazir. I'm a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir if that's not so-and-so. And the other guy says, oh, it's for sure not so-and-so. I'm a Nazir if it is so-and-so. Right? They both, so one of them's a Nazir. Rabbi Tarfan says they're both not Naziris. Ein echon mehem Nazir. Lefi shelo nitna Naziris el lahafla. Naziris has to be explicitly expressed at the moment of the Kabbalah. It has to be clear. And therefore, if it's not, there's no nazirus here, even though you might say one of them is b'manav shachar nazir. No, Rabbi Tarfon says not. So too in the case of the kri, because it's not clear, so don't ask me any kashas from that case of the kri, because it wasn't clear at the time. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, my Aryeh Shenigdav Sha'avad. So even if it wasn't lost or stolen, even if you go, at the moment that you made the Kabbalah, you didn't know. So that should be good enough to make them not a Nazir. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Tarfon would say that. So why does it say lost or stolen? The teacher, the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon, even if it was stolen or lost, still he is a nazir. Right, a person is nichnas into a suffix. And the Rashba says, even though we usually say koach dehetera adifale, so why here is it a chiddush to tell you the chumrah? The Rashba says, because there are three reasons that are telling us to be makel here. There are three reasons. Number one, somebody's not ma'il inish l'sveika. Number two, you need naziris hafla. Number three, the suffix is going to be more chumrah than the vadai. So for those three reasons, you might say you should be makel. That's why the Brisa says, even so, you're going to be machmir in this case. That's why it tells us the chiddush of the chumrah, even though we have the principle of koach datera adifale. Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Hey says, you know what the root of Rabbi Tarfon Shita is? You know what the root is? One word. Asmachta. Asmachta. What's asmachta? The usual translation is, if I commit to something now based on a future event which I'm not sure what it's going to turn out to be. Asmachta. We pass an asmachta lo kanya. And therefore, that's why he's not a nazir. That's why he's not a nazir. So we pass that he is a nazir. So we're going to have to figure out why it's not a problem of asmachta, because we pass that asmachta is lo kanya. But that's what the Tosfos says in Sanhedrin is the basis for this shita. Which we know asmachta always relates to sugyas of Tanai and Brera, but this is asmachta. Ask the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora asks at the beginning of the next parak, not here, but he says, if you have issues of asmachta, and that's why basically all nadarim al Tanai. Right? Not just naziris al Tanai, it should be all nadarim al Tanai. Right? So how could Yaakov Avinu make a neder? Right, Hashem, if you help me out, aser asrenulach, Yaakov Avinu made a neder. Answer, says the Karen Ora, shiny ace tsara. Be'ace tsara, there's full gemiras das. And Lamashal, there's a quote, but Lamashal, we pass asmachta is lo kanya, but asmachta it's stuck is kanya. If you have a Chinese auction for a shul, where all proceeds go to the shul, right, that's asmachta is kanya, if it goes straight to a charity. So why? Because deep down, everybody wants to give the tzedakah. Give me your zdas. So do here. That's similar. Asmachta by an eis sara. Gomar umishabin nafshe. Gam Rabbi Tarfon moda, says the Karen Ora on Daf Chaf Aleph. So do here. That's what he would admit here by Yaakov Avinu. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara. Bihuda omer, stam shuma bihuda vachulu. So we have the Mishnayos that say, stam in Galil, stam in Yehuda. So, says the Gemara, Stam Truma in Yehuda is considered Trumas Halishka, and therefore it's Asur. And Stam Truma in Galil is Mutter. Ha Makir and Asurit. But if they would be Makir, it would be Asur, because it would be Dabar HaNadur. Alma Sveika Lechumra. That first line of the Mishnah sounds like, if you're not sure, Lechumra, like we were Medaik on the top. Ema Seifa, born at the next case. Stam Charamim be Yehuda Mutarin and Begalil Asurin. Stam cherem in Galil is asir. Why? Shein anshe agolam makir and it's cherem yakonim. Because they're not makir, the cherem yakonim. So we have to assume it's cherem mikdash. Ha makir in mutar. But if they would be makir, cherem yakonim would be mekel. Alma sveka lakula. So then we would go lakula. So each line of the Mishnah sounds like it has a different mashmos. So Amar Abaya, Sefer Ablaza Rabbi Tzadoki. The last line really reflects the sheet of Ablaza Rabbi Tzadok, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma, Yehuda Asura, Rabbi Ablaza Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Stam Charamim, Begalil Asurim. So he is Machmir, and therefore we would, in that case, and Sveika would be Lekula or Lechomra, would be Machlokas Tanoim about that situation. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we pick up next time with the last off. The last daf, get some interesting inyanim on tomorrow's daf, not regular run-of-the-mill Maseches Nedarim, as we'll see, and then we'll pick up again after that. Okay, we'll stop here.